We've been looking at the subject of Nubuwwah, and today I'd like to look at the duties of the Anbiya. For ease of understanding, I will call them prophets, but I have explained yesterday that it is not prophets as we see in the English language, somebody who prophesizes or is a soothsayer. This is Anbiya in its real sense, and let me just explain so that we've got it in our minds that a Nabi is one who has a direct connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so whom he may receive divine guidance through the institution of Jibra'il alayhi salam. And then he is able to narrate that particular message without any alteration whatsoever. So for the ease of understanding, we shall call this institution prophethood, and we will look at the duties of the prophet. See, if we are to think about Nubuwwah, about prophethood, we will find that the aim of prophethood and the work of the prophets is not simply speaking about the issues and commands, not just Sharia, not just telling us about them, but the most important duty is to establish a social order of justice by means of putting the relevant laws into practice. And remember, by being able to follow Rasulullah, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Imran, Surah number 3, Ayah 31, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. Say, O Muhammad, tell them, if you love Allah, follow me, follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهَ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Allah will love you and He will overlook, forgive your sins. Allahu غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. And Allah is the forgiver and the merciful. So, by following Him, we are able to establish this society first within ourselves. Then we move up in concentric circles to our families, to our communities, and to the outer community. So let's look at the duties according to the Qur'an. And the first four duties that we look at are all encompassed in Surah Al-Jumu'ah, Ayah 2, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِي بَعَثَ فِي الْأُمِّيِّينَ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ. It is He who has raised amongst the people of Makkah a prophet, a messenger, an apostle. Now what did He do? يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ. He gave the knowledge and awareness to the people by reciting the divine signs. So that's the first duty. The second one, وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ, and purifies them, to cleanse away the satanic qualities from human ethics and behavior, purifying them through the attainment of divine-like qualities. Remember when we talked about Asma al-Husna, تَخَلُّكُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ, adopt in yourself the akhlaq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third thing is, وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْقِتَابِ, to teach them the book, to teach the divine laws of the book. And finally, وَالْحِكْمَةِ, and the wisdom, the secrets of the creation of the universe and the human being, and how he or she can reach his or her full potential. These are the first four duties. The prophets are always there to answer difficult questions, things that are pertinent to various people, to answer the issues of people. And we see that in Surah An-Nisa, Surah number 4, the last ayah, Ayah 176. يَسْتَفْتُونَكَ, they ask you for a decision of the law. قُلِ اللَّهُ يُفْتِيكُمْ فِي الْكَلَالَةِ. In this case, it says, say, tell them, O Muhammad, Allah gives you a decision concerning the person who has neither parents nor offspring. Now this was a question about inheritance. So a prophet must be there to be able to answer all these questions. The next one is to be able to bring the human being out of the darkness of ignorance and selfishness into the light of knowledge and guidance to the right path, the path of karama, the path of dignity and honor. And if we look at Surah number 14, which is Surah Ibrahim, in the first ayah Allah says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim alif lam ra, kitabun anzalnahu ilayka litukhrija an-nasa min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur bi-idhni rabbihim ila siratil azizil hamid. This is a book which we have revealed to you, that you may bring forth human beings by their Rabb's permission from utter darkness into light, to the way of the Mighty, the Praised One. A prophet also is there to encourage people to freedom of thought. Now a very important aspect. If we look at Surah number 39, that's Surah Az-Zumar, and we look at ayah 18, we can see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلَ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحَسَنَ أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ حَدَاهُمُ اللَّهُ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. Those who listen to the word, then follow the best of it. Those are they whom Allah has guided, and those it is who are the men of understanding. So listening, thinking about it, and following the best of it, that's what a prophet is there for, to encourage us to this thought. And hand in hand with that is to be able to establish thought and reflection amongst people, and as a result, be able to raise the level of their culture. We're not able to come out of something unless we think about it, unless we look at it, analyze it, and see, take the best of it and move forward. But that only comes with thought and reflection. And in Surah An-Nahl, that is Surah number 16, Ayah 44, in fact, it starts with Ayah 43, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ إِلَّا رَجَالًا نُوْهِ إِلَيْهِمْ فَاسْأَلُوا أَحْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. We did not send before you any but human beings to whom we sent revelations. So ask the followers of the reminder if you do not know. بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ وَالْزُبُرِ, with clear arguments and scriptures. وَأَنْزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلْ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. And we have revealed to you the reminder, that you may make clear to human beings what has been revealed to them, and that haply that they may reflect. It's this reflection and thought that will pull us out of the set minds that we sometimes have, the perversion in our minds that we sometimes have, where we cannot look beyond the glitches of passion and emotion and various other cultural strongholds that have come onto us. A prophet is also someone who pioneers social justice. Let's look at Surah Al-Hadid, at Surah number 57, Ayah 25. لَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلُنَا بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ وَأَنْزَلْنَا مَعْهُمُ الْقِتَابُ وَالْمِيزَانَ لِيُكُومَ النَّاسُ بِالْقِسْتِ. We sent our messengers with clear arguments and sent down with them the book and the balance, that human beings may be able to conduct themselves with equity. Very, very important. And finally, being able to give good tidings and warnings. Very important to have a positive input for those who do good, and a warning to those who have strayed or who do not realize the consequences of their actions. And there are many, many ayats to this effect. Let's look at Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 213, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes this, and he says, كَانَ النَّاسُ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا. All people are a single nation. I repeat that because we sometimes forget. It's very clear in the Quran. All people are a single nation. كَانَ النَّاسُ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا فَبَعَثَ اللَّهُ النَّبِيِّينَ مُبَشِّرِينَ وَالْمُنذَرِينَ. And Allah has raised prophets as bearers of good news and as warners. وَأَنْزَلَ مَعْهُمُ الْكِتَابَ بِالْحَكِّ لِيَحْكُمَ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ فِي مَقْتَلَفُ بِهِ فِيهِ. And he revealed with them the book with truth, that it might judge between people in that with which they differ. It's extremely important to have enjoining of good and desisting of evil. It's important to have laws which tell you what is right and wrong. It's the only way. When we've got some sort of system, some sort of guidelines to work on, that's the only way that human societies will progress in the world. Let's look at what Imam Ali alayhi salam says when he talks about the raising up of prophets and messengers. He said, Allah chose prophets from amongst the descendants of Adam, who through revelation accepted the divine contract and are entrusted with the delivery of the divine message. He has sent his messengers amongst them and has sent his prophets one after another to fulfill the contract of the fitrah, the original nature of the human being, to remind them of the blessing which had been forgotten. Delivery of the message and calling human beings to Allah is a proof of him. Prophets transmit treasures of wisdom and knowledge, and they show human beings the decreed signs. He also said, he has sent his messengers and has marked them out from other men by his revelation. He has made them a proof of himself over his creation, so that the proof is not allowed to become the responsibility of those other human beings, and they are given no opportunity for finding excuses in order not to believe. He has invited them with words of sincerity to the path of truth. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says that the leaders of the prophets and messengers are five in number. They are those messengers of divine resolution around whom turns the millstone of existence. And he mentions five. He says Nuh, Ibrahim, Musa, Isa, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, over the next few weeks we will be looking at the lives of these prophets so that we can draw lessons from them and understand Nabuwa in its essence as such.